What's up, everybody? You're on Money Moves, and I'm Michael Munsterman. Today, we're going to be talking about discovering your why. Find the time to quit, oh no, no matter good or bad, still I go. I never crack under pressure, I can't be broke. Sun up to the sun down, map it out, not running down. Mayweather, I never lose, I be making these money moves. Sun up to the sun down, map it out, not running down. Mayweather, I never lose, I be making these money moves. When I stepped onto the beaches of Laguna for the first day, we had been given very specific instructions on the gear that we needed to bring. Combat boots, BDUs, t-shirts that were logoed specifically for the event. Black head to toe. We were brought out, no watches, nothing weird on your wrists, no rings. Very much like you were getting ready to do a workout. But we weren't dressed like we were going to work out. Combat boots and BDUs, typically not workout attire for civilians. And they rushed us out into a line where they made us recite Invictus. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeons of chance, my head is bloodied but unbowed. In this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, nor charged with punishment the scroll. I am the captain of my fate. I am the master of my soul. We had guys yelling at us and we had to recite it quickly and we couldn't misstep. And then we were blindfolded and taken by van to a grinder mat. If you don't know what a grinder mat is, a grinder mat's essentially just a great big hard surface. They had put some rubber workout material down that could get wet. And they started football drilling us. Run in place, drop to the ground, do push-ups, jump up, do a burpee, jump up on your back, on your feet, do more push-ups, do some sit-ups, more push-ups, plank, air squats, go. On and on this went. And then we heard the fire hose come on, or some kind of a high pressure hose that started to spray us. So we're in what I would consider non-water wearing attire, getting sprayed. Boots are getting wet, faces getting wet, clothes, pants, underwear, socks, everything getting very, very wet. And we're just continuously grinding and grinding and grinding on the grinder. And then I hear, because we're still blindfolded, I hear some of the coaches coming and grabbing different people and taking them away and bringing them back and taking them away and bringing them back, taking them away and bringing them back. And to this point, I had no idea where they were going. In fact, I thought that they had forgot me. And then I felt a hand grab my arm and the guy literally said to me, "You didn't think we forgot you, did you? Follow me." And he guided me not very far, about 25 or 30 paces from where I was standing. And I could still hear the guys working out in the background. And this voice says to me, "Why are you here?" This is simple. I was broken. I knew that I needed a new grind. I needed a new hustle. And I wanted to figure out what industry was next. And so I simply said, "I'm here for business." He said, "Very good. Raise your left foot and step forward for me. Be careful." I raised my left foot. I stepped forward. "Go on ahead and put your foot down." I set my foot down and it went into an ice bath. It went into a freaking ice bath, knee deep. I thought, "Holy shit, this is cold. Why are you here?" "I'm here because I want to figure out what my next business is." "Raise your right foot for me. Go ahead and step forward, both feet in. Now I'm up to my knees in ice water. Why are you here?" "I'm here to figure out how I want to continue to scale and make money." "Go ahead and have a seat." This time, They have me sit all the way up to my neck. Now I'm cold. This isn't cold water. This is an ice bath. If you've never done this, you need to do this because this is a skill that will follow you. It will strengthen you. It's the entire purpose that I'm telling you this entire story. I'm to my neck, slightly physically exhausted, but capable of doing the workout, extremely cold. And in that first 60 to 90 seconds of being in ice water, what you might or might not realize is that it hurts before it numbs. And I was in the pain stage, physically exhausted, and now cold, prickly needles all over my skin. Why are you here? And I gave the same bullshit answer again. And this time they started to pour ice water directly on the crown of my head. And now I'm just miserable. I feel like I'm slipping in and out of consciousness. I feel like my eyes are squinting closed to keep the cold water from making my eyeballs hurt any more than just the ice chips hitting the top of my head. And through the water, through the pain, through everything, I hear it again. Why are you here? And I just broke down. I don't know what the f*** you want me to say. And they lifted my blindfold to an iPad, opened up to Facebook with a picture of my family. And in that moment, in that second, I uttered the words, I'm here for them. And they stood me up, and I started to crumple back down just a little bit. And they grabbed me, stopped me from falling. And they said, that is your why. I share this with you, not because my why is relevant, but because that's what I had to go through to see what my why truly was. I had to remove layers of bullshit and stories. I had to get beyond being physically exhausted. I had to shock my body through pain. I had to be suffering to realize what my true, when it's all said and done, what is my why? Why did I hustle? Why did I grind? Why did I put in 18-hour days? Why was I relentless? Why wasn't I willing to quit? Why, when things got tough, did I persevere? Why, when companies around me on all sides were falling and failing in the 08 crisis, did I scale a company from my living room to $50 million a year in sales? It was them. They were my why. Now, I've done some work since then, and I recognize that I have lots of layers to my specific why. My initial why, my initial sprint away from poverty and being $300,000 in debt in 2005 to being a millionaire multiple times over by 2010. My why in those periods was to escape poverty and to change my family story. But you can only earn so much money. You can only have so many cars. You can only have a certain house. There's a point where you get on your phone and you think, I want to buy something, but I have everything I want. And you'll literally spend $500, $600, $800, $1,000 just because you can. And you get the dumbest shit. But then you find out that those material items, they're nothing. They won't make me happier. They won't make me feel more fulfilled. They won't lift me up. They won't feed the lion. As men and women who are wired to hunt, to pursue excellence, who are wired to hunt and to pursue growth and expansion and scale, we have to be driven by a why that genuinely matters, that when we talk about it, like, when I'm talking in those moments, when I'm talking about that blindfold being lifted, I, every single time I share that story, have to fight back tears. When I talk about my family and my past and my history, I have to fight back tears. I don't cry all the time. In any circle that you would place me in, I would be considered a guy's guy. I love guns and to hunt. I love to work out. I love to build things with my hands. Like, I'm not the kind of guy that tears up very easily until you get close to my why. And that's when you know that you've grasped onto something that's true. And I've heard people reference things that they care about, and I've heard people explain their why, and it's different. You need to associate so tightly with your why that anytime you feel safe enough to share that vulnerability with someone, they don't hear your words, but they feel your heart. They look deep in the eyes of the lion, and they see a hunter.
Just a final thought here. This is post-production from the original Y track that I recorded, so it might have a little bit different sound here, but that's that. The reason that I wanted to like throw just a little bit on here is, like, your why is so important. And I end it there with such a level of intensity, like you've got to look in the eyes of the lion. But the point that I really want to get across is, like, you've got to get your why. You've got to figure out that thing that when you share it with somebody, like, it hits a heart chord. But the other thing you have to do is tie that why to a trigger. So let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. For me, every single day in the morning, I take an ice shower. Now, here's what I mean by that. I take an extremely cold shower, as cold as I can get the knob to go. And lots of mornings, I'll stand outside of that stream of ice cold water for 10, 15, 20 seconds before I just take that deep breath and step into it. But the reason that I do that is, one, if you research this, like, there's tons and tons of health benefits to taking a cold shower every single morning. But more than that, it reminds me of that moment of discomfort, that moment of not knowing what they wanted me to say. It reminds me that when I roll out of bed and I'm feeling down, I'm feeling blue, whenever the voices inside of my head are like, man, this project's stupid. Why are you doing this? Like, this is never gonna work. You've got all these different things happening inside of your mind, but I'm able to anchor to my why. Well, I just got done with my workout and it was terrible. Like, I don't know even know if I want to go to CrossFit anymore, right? Like, whatever it is for you, I've got more bills than I have money. I'm not getting along with my wife. Like, whatever that stumbling block, that hurdle, that mountain you're trying to climb over right now, you got to create some kind of a trigger. And I know this sounds ridiculous, but I've trained my mind that when I take that ice shower every single morning, when I take that cold shower every single morning, and I know some guys, they start warm and they back it off until, I don't do that. Like, I step into a cold shower. I don't care if it's 10 degrees outside, because I, every single day, want to be reminded of that moment when my eyes were opened again to the reason that I grind. And so the reason that I'm giving you this, like, practical, like, this anchor conversation is because I want each of you guys, girls, whoever's listening to this, like, I want you to tie in deep, 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 deep to your why. It's got to mean something to you. It's got to cause your heart to clench, or when it gets tough, when this thing that we do starts to pull you down, you'll quit. When guys like me, who are so associated with our why, and we remind ourselves of it every single day, like, I'll never quit. I'll never quit. And that's the thing that you've got to be able to do. At the end of the day, the first few episodes of the podcast are about getting your mind right. Like, I want to get that soil between your two ears primed to plant the seed of your gifting, your drive, your passion, your hustle, whatever it is. But the soil's got to be right, or it won't grow. And so, like, as you listen to these are really practical moves that you can follow and you can replace money moves with whatever's important to you. It's not like the hunt's not necessarily just about money. Wherever your why associated is, some people have made all the money they want to make. Some people don't care about making a lot of money. Like getting rich isn't the goal. But whatever it is, just replace it out and get your mind right, because whatever your goal is, there's always going to be hurdles. There's always going to be obstacles, and you've got to just be able to barrel through them. And you will not be able to do that without associating tightly to your why. Thanks for joining me here on Money Moves. I really appreciate it. Guys, follow me on Instagram. I'm at Michael Munsterman, all one word. That's where you're going to get like the book launches is happening right now. So there's a link in my bio. You can click on that. You can download the first few pages of the book, like the first 22 pages of the book there. And that'll give you a good taste of the kind of writing style and what I'm going to be delivering to you in the full book. The book goes into pre-sale. I think we're about 60 days out from that, and then full launch in October. So definitely, guys, at Michael Munsterman in Instagram, or you can find me, Michael Munsterman, on Facebook. Thanks so much. My goal, ultimately, every single episode is to help you make your own money moves. Savvy? Money moves.